Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is on a little vacation. Corey Sandin, our co-host here, talking fishing here with Captain Aaron Barnhill, commercial albacore fishing. And shall we call you a relief long-range captain?
Relief long-range captain. That's good. Yeah.
That works. Yeah, that works. Yeah. But your primary job is catching albacore in the Northwest.
Albacore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Northwest. So we'll see. I mean, it could happen that you might be catching albacore someday off of San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that happened in the 80s. That was it between Catalina and the mainland there. That was where a lot of them were caught.
Yeah.
So. You know, something that caught my ear, I'll tell you, in this conversation is water temperatures. I mean, you were talking about wanting to catch albacore in 58, 59, up to 62, and our water temperatures right now are 62,
63,
4, you know? I mean.
Yeah, the funny thing is, you know, the longliners catch some albacore straight west of here and even, like, down in the 30 block, but it's way west, you know, that bigger fish that's scattered out. But, I mean, it's still around. You know, we were missing, like, a whole year class of fish this year, like that 20 to 25-pound fish. We didn't see a whole lot of it. So, I mean, it's out there somewhere. You know, I think maybe some of it bypasses us in wintertime now. It's just on a different deal or something like that. But no one's out there, you know, outside Cortez looking ever.
Maybe they're swinging down this way. Bring them on.
Yeah. Bring them on. We'll take it. Yeah, for sure. All right, time for the catch report. Let's find out what's biting, Corey.
Let's do it. Today, sponsored by FishDope.com report. Sponsored by the Sato Crimp Winer Company products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato line winder is personal use at home or on your boat, low cost and suitable to wind any conventional reel from baitcaster to most 130s and fits bulk spools of line. The Sato line winder kit is easy to put together and comes with detailed instructions. Get it at selected tackle shops like the Longfin, Sharkbait. I'm sure you can get it at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Also, let's say talk to Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy with our FishDope.com report from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Aaron. Great show, man. I love hearing all this new kind of information, man. I'm loving it.
Isn't it great?
But, hey, guys, with the tuna on the outside and the marlin on the east end of Catalina pretty much MIA, I got to tell you, I think it's definitely starting to look a lot like winter out there.
Yeah. Really?
What an amazing offshore season it's been, but I think we're winding down finally. But, you know, the endless cycle continues. Now we just start thinking about scooping up some squid, catching a sea bass, a yellow, a halibut. There's been some decent squid, mostly up north. The northern Channel Islands and the deep hole zone have been really pretty good. And then, but, you know, weather's obviously an issue up there. And then there's been a dab in Santa Monica Bay, and another dab showed up around Isers here off Huntington Beach. And then we saw a little signal off Laguna here last week when I was fishing cods down there. So there's definitely some local bait. There's also been a little bit in the Isthmus area at Catalina. So all bodes well for our upcoming sea bass season. So far, very little doing on them sea bass. There's a little sample over at Catalina, small fish, backside west, kind of stock spot. You know, they're always in there if you spend enough time picking through the shorts. But not much of consequence for sure. There's been a few coastal fish. The kelp lines up above Rocky Point there. There's been a little bit of better grade fish showing up there, but no volume. Virtually nothing this week on the tanker great yellows that we're usually seeing at this time of year. Been a little sample of mid-grade fish out there at Nick mixed in with the rockfish. And surprisingly, Danny from Fish Hope just called me here a little bit ago. There was a report of some yellows on a kelp on the north end of the nine here from a few days ago, but that might be about the dregs of our offshore season. Like I said, definitely winding down. We are seeing some good grade halibut from the deeper water. I'm talking like 100 to 140, 150 feet out there around the bait balls has been the best areas there. Outside Point Furman, there's been some fish off of Newport there by the canyon. And then Dana Point down to San Clemente is kind of a standard area, and all that, again, has been deeper water fish. And then, of course, there's the cods. Thank God for cods. I love fishing them things this time of year. Last weekend, we fished off of from Newport down to Laguna there, fishing some little hard bottoms in 300 to 350 feet. And it was working really well. It was 160-gram flat fall on a graphite rod and a Trank 500 with some Spectra on there. Man, them snappers were licking that thing. It was good fishing. It was fun stuff. So that's kind of what we're looking for the wintertime. You know, we often get some of our best fishing on that yellows and sea bass at this time of year and virtually no pressure. So
see what happens,
nice
right,
weather.
Mark?
Yeah.
And did you hear the big news? It looks like we're going to get 75 fathoms back for rockfish starting in March. So seasons close, of course, January, February. But 2019, they're letting us fish 75 fathoms.
I've been kind of following that, Pete. That is absolutely spectacular news. I hope that comes to pass because that, you know, for a lot of guys that haven't, you know, don't have history fishing rockfish, when we used to fish 120 fathoms with, you know, 30-hook gangings and 10-pound sinkers, you know, a lot of guys have no idea what's going on out there in that deeper water. And 75 fathoms starts getting us back to it. And I think the other thing they were talking about was letting the depth in the Calcod zone possibly go to 40 fathoms instead
of
20.
Yes, and I think those are pretty much done deals, Mark. I mean, from what I read, I pretty much think that those things have passed. And I'm not 100% on that, but from what I read, it looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah, that opens up so much more good fishing. And for around Nick and Santa Barbara Island and some of the offshore banks there.
Yeah, Tanner,
you know, in the
Cortez.
Calcod zone, you can fish the lingcods where we haven't been able to fish them here for, whatever it's been, 20 years or something now.
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine the size of some of the fish that are going to be caught. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's going to be good
fun stuff coming up, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be, come March, man, it's going to be a good opener, right?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's worth it to now start planning your lingcod specials for that open.
Yeah.
If they let us go deeper like that.
Yeah, for
sure. There's going to be some 30, 40-pounders caught here and there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, fishdope.com has the information, has the report. Stay on it. Fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And that was quite a bait tank you shot me a picture of there.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
Yeah. There were two guys swimming in the bait tank.
What?
That they put on this. How big was that boat? That boat wasn't that big.
No, the boat's not that big, Pete. It's a 43-foot Danelle that Tim brought out from the East Coast. You know, it's kind of an East Coast-style lobster boat.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to make something into a real hardcore Southern California fisherman. You would not believe the amount of quality stuff and the quality people that are working on that boat right now to turn that thing into something amazing here.
How big was that? How many gallons is that bait tank?
250.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about 250. Yeah, that's Tim and his wife sitting in that thing.
I have a hot tub at home that's only 175 gallons, so it's bigger than my hot tub.
Yeah, that was a fun project. Took up a lot of room in the store, though. I can't say I'm, you know, too bummed that it's out of there. But we're working on some other really cool stuff now. We're building a beautiful 140-gallon custom tank for a 52 Cabo for a guy right now. So just goes on and on and on.
Hey,
we just
now,
love
Mark,
doing that stuff.
Here's the deal. You could plummet to with a heater where you could make a jacuzzi out of it. You know, if fishing's not good, you just drain the thing and plummet up and jump in, right?
You know, you could easily just like a hot water heater in a boat where you tap into the cooling system from the engine. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Why not, man? Saltwater jacuzzi. I'm liking it. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
You know, he's doing so much other stuff to the boat. That little addition wouldn't be a big deal.
It would not be a big deal. Hey, Mark, very excited. About 1 week from tomorrow, of course, is our Christmas Spectacular. Corey's going to be our co-host for that, so it's going to be you and me and Corey for the big Christmas Spectacular 1 week from tomorrow. I know what you've lined up, but I've lined up some amazing giveaways. We're going to have a Shimano Talica reel and
a
rod.
Talica?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And we're going to have a CalStar rod, thanks to John over there. We're going to have Anza knife. We're going to have Maui Jim sunglasses. We've got Seaguar fluorocarbon, Nomad lures. The list goes on, but the list is growing, Mark.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're going to have
maybe
a lot
we'll
of
top
stuff.
Last year, and that's going to be hard to do, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So again, your best take, if you checked out our email blast this week, we sent out all the rules of the Christmas Spectacular for Sunday, December 23rd, 1 week from tomorrow here on Let's Talk Hook Up. It's your best take. We have a panel of judges here that'll decide who gets the, and so those who contribute the most to that show, either by a song, a poem, and a fishing tip. What else have we had, Mark?
Oh, well, what? Those have been the big ones, and yeah. Then, you know, and then it, you know, and everybody shoots for the songs and poems, but some of the best ones have been, you know, some of the takes on what's going on in the industry, and you know, some stories.
Yep.
You know, we had that one tearjerker story last year about the guy and his kid there. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So that's 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday, December 23rd, is going to be our Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish, Corey Sandin, and myself. Looking forward to it, Mark. And how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
Oh, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, by the big Chevron station there. The phone number is 714-840-4262. Website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, we got that Christmas show coming up. That's going to be so much fun.
Well, we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, all the way from Bolsa Chica and Edinger, all the way down to Mission Bay, Marcos of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Good.
Well, a little short report this week. It's been a little tough getting that San Diego trip out there on the full day. I mean, they've had a great year. It's been a really long year, and I think people are kind of resting up here. Hopefully it picks up a bit during the holidays, and we'll get you back down the islands there. But otherwise, a half day, very good fishing. Reds, rockfish, other bottom fish, some lingcod, whitefish, sheephead mixed in there. And like I said, unfortunately, that weather kind of really shut things down a couple weeks ago there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have those half-day trips up there running mornings and afternoons. Those San Diego trips are online. As long as we get interest, he's going to run. Still some day and three-quarter day trips on the schedule there. And, again, we just need the people to get out there and take a look around. And I'm sure the fish are still somewhere around, so we'd love to get those out and check out what's out there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or definitely come down and visit. Visit us, make some reservations, check out the tackle shop, get some presents for the favorite fisherman in your life.
And it's a good chance in the next couple weeks, Marcos, to load up on some rockfish. I saw some very good counts on your half-day boats there, too.
Absolutely. Great rock fishing, and like we've been talking about, we've only got a couple more weeks of that left before the closure. So definitely take advantage of the nice weather, that great rock fishing, fill the freezer, and get out there. Get on the boat before, you know, we get some more weather in there.
Indeed. Good timing, for sure. Hey, thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, it's Report Today. Catch Report is sponsored by Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Looking for the last-minute Christmas gift? Check out Fish Pros Holiday Rub Pack. Wow, that sounds kind of interesting,
really
right?
Cool, Corey.
Man, you caught me off guard here, Pete.
Yeah.
Gift boxed and ready to give. There's a three-pack for $20 and a nine-pack for $60 and a $72 value. Wow, I mean, that sounds like a darn good deal,
yeah,
Pete.
It is.
Fish Pros will even ship your gift for you. Pick them up at their Liberty Station location or go see these gifts in order and check them out at fishmansprocessing.com. Sounds like a good one.
Great. So $20, you get a three-pack of their rubs, spices and rubs that are just – have you tried those?
Oh, ones? They're amazing.
They are
so
amazing.
That sweet Cajun.
Yes.
That black and fish and that pokey mix. Oh
yeah.
My God.
The pokey mix is unbelievable.
Man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's good stuff. So what a great gift for somebody. They come gift boxed. $20. It's regularly $24, but $20. And if you have somebody out of town, they'll ship it for you.
That's
too.
Crazy. So we can go on fishmansprocessing.com and actually see what it looks like.
See what it looks like. Order it online. You can go down and pick it up at their Liberty Station location. Sean hit the home run on this one.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
So
it's
cool.
A great idea.
You're doing
what a great
some neat
gift.
Things.
Yeah, for sure. All right. 858-457-1090, the only line available right now. Let's jump into the phone.
Let's do it. They've been packed up, and let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from El Cajon this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Pick me up, Mike.
We're on a little bit of delay, so he's probably just checking things out.
I guess we lost Mike. So
possibly.
We'll
all right.
Call
let's,
back.
Let's jump back into it and talk to Hills. Hills is calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Good morning,
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, my question for Aaron is regarding the bigger albacore. Like about 20 years ago, a couple friends of mine, Jimmy Labardi and Danny Kellogg, went out in out of Morro Bay, and they got some like 98-pound and 100-pound class couple albacore got their picture in the paper. Do you see those up there occasionally? Or how come there would be like 100-pounders, and then there would be like a lot of 14-pounders?
Yeah, you know, most of the time, they say that bigger fish is over. You know, it never really makes its way back over here. So when we do get that, you know, we get that big push of water from the southwest. So usually when you see those big eye strikes and stuff like that, that's the same water where those bigger albacore come in.
Oh. Interesting.
So because that fish is in warmer water breeding. So we never see that up there. At least I haven't. You know, 45 pounds, I think, is the biggest. And then
I guess you see.
Once they get to that breeding size, they split. You know, they stay over here. You know, they do their lap, but a lot of fish actually stay on the coast in Washington, they think, and just because there's so much food around, and they stay through the winter.
So they're not moving over to Japan like their traditional breeding grounds over there and stuff?
Yeah, so some of the smaller fish will stay, but, you know, they do make that lap around the Pacific, you know, out in the Emperor Sea Mountain off Japan and all that. But some of them do stay here, just like the bluefin. They'll come over here as 8-pounders, and they stay until they split, you know, after they're over 200 pounds. Yeah. But when you do get those years, you know, those warmer water years, that bigger fish shows up, it's pretty rare, you know. But it's random. You don't know what's ever going to show up.
That's a beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the cool part of the ocean and doing what we do, fishing and having a good time, and you never know what's going to happen. The wahoo we've had locally, and it's weird you mentioned that about the albacore and the big eye, because the commercial guys that fish out of Hawaii and fish the yellowfin and the big eye, you know, on a small scale, when they're fishing close to the island, down deep, they catch those 60 to 80-pound albacore, the tombo.
Right, exactly. And that, being that warm water, those fish don't have to come up to the surface, you know, warm up or anything. So they could spend their life down deeper. And
really?
And they feed on that deep. Yeah, they change their feeding schedule, you know, the more deep scattering layer stuff. They're eating all that deep water stuff. So for us to get those here, you know, like Morro Bay and stuff like that, it's rare. I mean, obviously, we haven't seen it in a long time, but
yeah. I've had the Hawaiian tombo. I don't think it's nearly as good as fatty as the albacore.
Yeah, yeah, it's because they come to this coast to feed on the anchovy and get fat.
Yeah.
And so we have the best quality albacore
so,
in
no
the world.
No question.
Yeah, it's more fatty than down the fish in New Zealand or the fish in Spain. This is the highest quality fish you get is off that Oregon Washington coast.
Wow. So if you want fresh albacore, is there a season where you guys will provide that to the markets?
Basically the smaller little like salmon boats, they do a lot of that fresh fish or ice fish. Uh-huh. Well, we have a guy, Daryl Terra, that's in our group that just specializes in that ice fish and RSW. So we're just on a scale where we need to stay out and fill the boat. But those smaller boats, they'll go out and catch that nicer sized fish and then take it into the markets.
And provide it to fish markets and restaurants.
Exactly,
and
yeah. So we call it the ice boat fleet, you know, they ice it down and take it right in, kind of deal. Short trips, 2-3 days, something like that.
But dealing in a higher quality.
Right. You know, it's all, you know, bled and ice and then stuck in the ice, and, you know, it's an ice quality fish.
I can't wait till we get albacore. I love eating them, and
yeah.
I know it gets to a point where you're like, all right, I've had enough. But, man, they are so good eating, just fatty and, man,
good stuff.
Talking about it's getting me going. And
yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let's jump back in, and let's talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello, good morning. And welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Doug.
Hi, I was just wondering, how much line do you guys go through, and how much terminal tackle will you lose in a given year?
For us, this year was tough because we had a little run of that bigger fish. We definitely go through some gear. You know, we got to change our leaders after a good day, you know, every night, change that 150-pound. But when you get busy, you know, and it's, you know, you can't stop and re-rig, you lose some jigs, and we probably go through, I don't know, 15, 18 squids. I don't even know how many trolling lures, you know. I mean, we get them where there's no resin or paint left on them, and they're still getting bit kind of
deal.
Wow. So.
What kind of hook are you using on those trolling jigs?
Just a double hook. So the long, we use the long.
Standard?
Yeah, the narrower, longer shank double hook.
Oh, okay.
So that's one thing I learned up there, too, is those things do not come off compared to the wider, shorter ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those longer shank do get.
The longer shank, narrower
double hooks. Those are the
ones. The old standard albacore hook, but the longer shank.
Longer, a little bit longer shank, yeah.
Interesting. That longer shank probably creates a little bit of chafing gear for you, too. I mean,
yeah.
Like a 10 to 15-pound fish is probably going to have
you know, the eye of the hook out of their mouth, and they're chewing on the hook instead of the line.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you putting a swivel on the hook, or are you just tying it straight in?
Straight in. Yeah. So we crimp them on, and then we fish like a little bit lighter leader at times when it's scratchy, so we'll put a swivel there. Uh-huh. You know, they use like a 12-foot leader or something like that.
Okay.
But
man, some cool stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let's jump back in and talk to Norman. Norman's calling from Long Beach, and I appreciate you being patient this morning, Norman. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Norman.
Hello.
Good morning.
Sorry, Armin from Long Beach.
No problem.
I was curious, kind of changing the subject down to yellowtail. Do you have any idea if people are getting any off of the Colonnette area? I see a bunch of trips coming up on the Shogun and Pacific Queen and some other boats. I was curious if anyone had seen them off the banks down there yet.
I haven't heard anything, but it's about that time of year. Once it starts cooling off up above, that fish will slide down. Because I know last week there was a lot of fish off Descanso and all that.
Yeah.
So once that coast starts cooling off, that fish starts hanging on those deeper water banks. And, you know, typically the best time for Colonnette and San Martin was, like, from Christmas to end of January. That's
now, why is that? Is it just the fish moves down?
The water's still good. You know, it's still that, you know, real clean water, and even though it cools off, and then it's just everything kind of condenses from up above and starts sliding down and gets stacked on those spots.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So and you ran a lot of trips on the Shogun down there in January, February.
Yeah. I'm actually running the Christmas 5-day, day after Christmas trip on the Rooster, so I'll be taking a look down there.
That's cool. Okay. Are there any open spots on that?
I don't know, yeah.
Do you want to fish with Aaron? What are the dates again?
The 26th through the 31st of December on the Red Rooster 3.
Well, 5-day. Nice little getaway in the middle of the winter there, just between their Christmas holiday.
Yep.
Yeah, nice. Give Lee Palms a call and
call
the Red Rooster 3 office, and give Andy a little time off.
Yep, giving Andy some time off, and there's that bluefin slid back down. It's down there above Benitas again, so we're gonna go take a look at that on the trip too.
Boy.
So it's that fish made a drastic move over the last week.
I guess that's a pretty big move.
We saw it on the way home from that Apollo trip off Colonnette, and then I guess it kept sliding, so it's down there. It's striking distance on a 5-day.
On a 5-day, okay.
100 to 250-pound fish. So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's crazy.
We're
going
to check it out.
All right.
That sounds like good times.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Norm. Appreciate you hanging in there.
Let's jump back into it. Let's talk to Hollis from Santee. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning. We appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, Hollis.
Morning, guys. Happy holidays. Thanks for the show. Love it. Always great and informative as usual. Quick questions. I'll get my question in and get off there. What's your biggest lobe? What's your biggest albacore you guys caught? And do you truly love the sea anchor that much? And what is a most generic way to kind of keep it in control? Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Happy
good
holidays.
Questions.
Those are all great questions.
Yeah. So, the biggest albacore I think we caught up there is 45 pounds or something like that.
45?
Yeah.
Biggest load?
Biggest load was full load, 39 ton, something like that.
39, yeah. And you hold 40.
Hold 40. That was so you can fit probably 3-ton more, like 15-pound fish, than you say you can a big fish. So that was all like 30-pound fish that we had. So you can't quite stack them in there as neat. So
and how many fish was that? So I do the numbers there.
I don't even know.
It's a lot.
I'd have to know.
Do the numbers.
A lot. So, and then
how many days did it take to catch that 39-ton load?
That was like 15 days or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So
sweet.
Yeah. And then, the sea anchor it's a great safety aspect, too. If you ever get caught in weather, put it out. But the best way we do it is just put a bridle to your bow cleats. You know, you want to have that so you're not bow's not shifting side to side. And then have at least 400 feet of, like, 3/4-inch line to your sea anchor, and then like a little trip line off the back. So we use a hippity hop and then a crab buoy, you know, about 50 feet. So that way you can grab it.
So you run that much, 400 feet?
Yeah, we actually run 600 feet. But if you're in a smaller boat, you get away with 400. Basically, the more line you have out, the better the ride's going to be.
Really?
But it gets to a point where...
Now, you told me there's some good videos and explanations at Paratech.
Yeah, Paratech is the sea anchor we use, and they have... their website's phenomenal about, you know, what size for a boat and different ways to, do it. And it's a great little website. Check it out.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a safety factor, but it's also like the comfort factor. You don't want to be, if you didn't have the sea anchor, you'd have your boat in the trough rolling. If you've ever been on a sport boat where you're drifting on tuna or whatever, and the boat's just rocking and rolling, imagine putting, you know, your bow into the weather, and it changes the complete aspect of
exactly
where you're going to sleep.
Exactly. And it keeps our deck drier, too. You know, we're heavy boats. We're well down with all of our bait water and our fish. So if we're laying sideways in the trough and weather, we're constantly taking water on the deck, which isn't safe, and, you know, hatches and stuff like that. So it keeps us bow front and keeps our, you know, decks free of water.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're having
add a sea keeper to that, then you're really not rolling.
Right? Out. Hello. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the sea keeper would take care of it all.
Yeah.
Catch a lot more fish if order one of those. But yeah, that'd be awesome.
Hey, an awesome time in studio today, and we're gonna have more from Aaron, more in the commercial, more in the long range fleet. We're gonna be right back, and let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therez, Stella, Tranx, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Fun time in studio, Pete.
Yeah, fun time. Fun having you in here, Corey. You've been busy in the. Of course, you weren't busy. You got a lot to do here this.
You think?
Catching up here after being gone at Picacho's all week.
That and, you know, the Fred Hall show's coming up, and there's a lot on
San
the
Diego Bay Bass tournament coming
there it
up.
Is. Yeah, yeah, Dwayne and the gang. They'll be happy to have that ramp open.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be pouring a lot for those guys.
You think?
Can you imagine how good that sand bass fishing's going to be?
It's going to be phenomenal, yeah. Yeah, I've heard some really good reports about fishing in the bays.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yep.
Yeah, I went hooping last week, and it was good hooping, and caught a giant sand bass in the
Did
hoop.
Did you?
Yeah, with
in the hoop.
Lobster and a sand bass. Yeah, but you have to let them go, of course. You get
yeah,
them
yeah,
in the hoop,
yeah,
but,
yeah. You can't keep them out of
like,
the hoop.
Nice to see that, yeah.
Yeah, and they're in the same zone that lobster live on the same
oh,
rock
yeah.
the sand
yeah.
bass is going to bite your lure on. So.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Tom. Tom's calling from Temecula. Welcome to the show this morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas to you all. And I had a question for Aaron. First of all, back in the 70s, there was a resident school of albacore that kind of floated between Guadalupe and kind of up and down. A lot of the long-range boats would tick some of those kind of throughout the year down there. And there was talk of, like, two schools, you know, northern group of fish as well as a southern group of fish. Is that southern group of fish gone away, or has it joined the other school of fish up north? And then my other quick question is, we had some, back in the 70s, some night bites where you'd be catching, you know, albacore, you know, right there before daylight and sometimes into the evening. Has that ever happened to you guys up there, or do you guys quit when the sun goes down?
So, yeah, we do get night bites, especially, you know, around that new moon. We get them where it's like, I mean, in the black, we're putting jigs out, and we get bit right away. And then if you get on a bait stop, you know, right at sundown, and you keep it going, they'll bite into the dark, you know, where they're just swimming around, and it's pretty cool. And then a lot of times, even at, like, 10, 11 o'clock at night, you can still get them on the jig. Like, we use mega baits and stuff like that to get them below the boat. So
yeah, you got long days up there during the summer,
oh
too,
my
right?
God, especially in June. It's like
wears you out.
Gray lights, like, at 4:30 in the morning. And I remember being in my bunk at 10:45 at night, and it's still kind of light out. You're like,
whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're definitely, you know, when we were getting albacore down here, the guys are still getting them up there off Oregon, Washington. And, I mean, I don't think any of us know for sure. But the theory is that just that fish slid north because of more food or whatever. And because there's always fish off northern California when we're up there fishing, you know, up off Oregon, Washington. There's fish in the Canada. So it's like just kind of everything maybe shifted north a little bit is our theory. But, you know, it's different when we used to fish that, you know, albacore, like, above, between, you know, inside Guadalupe or down between the rocks back in the day. It was just clean, purple, blue water, and that fish would come up for a couple hours during the day and bite like nails. There's no bait around and stuff like that. So it's just, it was on a different schedule.
They're on cycles, right?
Yeah, on cycles. And,
yeah.
Like, you know, who knows? That fish could be out a little bit west, farther than we're looking.
Yeah. So nobody's out there.
No one's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah, some good stuff. I love it all. Let's talk to Norman. Norman's calling from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Norman.
Morning, Norman.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show again. I got a question about albacore populations. You know, in Southern California, we've seen them go up and down and even disappear. I was wondering up in up north, Oregon, Washington, if you've also seen that, or they've always held steady, even like for the last 40 years when they've been really abundant here.
Yeah, they're really abundant up there. And then, you know, when we're in on the beach fishing, which we call the beach, like, you know, within 100 miles of the coast, there's still jiggers out west catching fish, you know. So there's a big body of fish, and not all of it comes in on the beach. Like, we're missing that whole year class of fish, and it's not like it's not there. It's just
somewhere.
It found some food farther than we were looking, and it's just out there and never really came in. So, and the fish is really spread out, and it moves around. Sometimes we think, you know, the fish moved off, and then we see fish in the same spot. I mean, you know, we think it's the same fish, but then there's fish up north being caught. So there's a lot. It moves around, you know, an incredible amount.
So you're fishing the same bank, but the fish you were fishing last week could be 100 miles up the coast.
Up the coast, yeah, and then just more fish moved into that area. And so we're like, you know, because you'll notice slight size difference, or, you know, like fish are a little skinnier, like they just came in. It's like, huh. You know,
Huge body of fish.
You know, it's like it's impossible for us to overfish it the way we do it.
Really?
Take off on that previous question about northern and southern populations, that biologists actually determine that they're distinct biologically, two different populations?
We've heard rumors that they've been trying to figure that out. I think it's all the same fish. It's just where they came in at, you know, the different currents and stuff like that. So if you look, there's one website, I think it might have been NOAA, there's where that California current comes in. It's been coming in right around the Mendocino Ridge, you know, so that's where we see that fish come in at. But that current's gone up and down the coast, you know, over the last 30 years, different places. So it's wherever that current comes in. They come in, they hit the beach, and then they start going up.
Going out. That could be a question tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. We have Lyle and Elena Belquist, who are fisheries biologists. And, of course, Lyle does the studies with the bass and such like that along the coast. But Lyle also does a lot of other stuff, too. He may have an answer for some of that transitional.
Super knowledgeable.
Yeah. Very nice. And Elena works with the Sport Fishing Association California. She has all that knowledge about movements and stuff like that. So that... we could ask that question tomorrow.
There it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen up.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up, if you've been trying to get through, 877-792-1090, open right now.
They've been crazy packed up, Pete. Let's jump back into it and talk to Esteban. Esteban's calling from Rancho Penasquitos. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I had a question for Aaron there.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I was wondering if Team Jim Green is going to be back fishing the tournament circuit in 2019.
What?
Team Jim Green?
I don't know.
Jim Green.
You got me.
Don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Esteban,
thanks a lot for the call.
We definitely appreciate the call. Let's talk to Jared. Jared's calling from Cardiff. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for
joining Corey,
us.
I'm really glad you're there today because I have a question for you about Tranx reels.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going down to Cedros on the Let's Talk Hookup trip next June, and I'm thinking about getting a Tranx, and I'm not sure what to get. I mean, the 500, 400. I'm just curious. What's your take on that? And, Aaron, if you want to throw 2 cents in, or Rick, or Pete, that'd be great.
That's awesome, and the Tranx are awesome reels. They're amazingly built. They're the gearing on them's incredible. The you know, for me, the 300 size is my money size.
But okay? You're fishing calico.
That's what I'm getting at. Okay, I'm fishing calicos, and if I hook a yellowtail, you know, a 10 to 15 up to 20 pounder, I'm still gonna be able to manage it. I'm gonna you know, maybe have a little bit of a rough time, but with a 300 size now. Like Aaron was talking about, fishing Gonzaga and fishing, you know, up to 50, 70-pound fish and fishing the 400 size, Aaron?
We got one
400, 500.
One 400 and one 500. We're trying them out. So this is my first one, and actually Rick Max is the one who talked me into it. He said that there's no other reel with
the power. There's no other reel
with the power. With a level wind for casting jigs like that to big fish.
Yeah. So. The Tranx 500 is an amazing surface iron reel, too. If you like throwing surface iron, you like throwing the stick baits, the hard baits and stuff like that, you can throw them a mile. You don't need to worry about keeping the line level. You fill it up with Power Pro, and it is and you have that casting control. If you're not a guy that is used to throwing surface irons, it's a great choice for that. And fishing yellowtail, you can fish tuna on it. You can fish anything. It's got plenty of power. So I guess the bottom line is, if it were me, I would buy a 500 and a 300.
There
that's
you go.
That's kind of my, because the 300 is great for the calicos and the smaller yellows. The 500 kind of takes care of all the in between stuff. 400 is a great reel too, but if you wanted to buy, but if you only could buy one, I'm not sure which one.
Right. Exactly. But it's a type of reel that you can slow troll mackerel with. You can yo-yo with it. You can fish the calicos up against the beach. I mean, you'll be totally stoked for sure.
Yeah, nothing has the power that reel has.
Right.
Yeah,
I've seen, you know, we've had some pastors catch 100-pound tuna at Guadalupe on those things.
On Tranx 500?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that reel's done, but nope, it held in there and caught another fish. Yeah, I was
Keeps
very
going.
Impressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool stuff, Jared.
Well, now that we've totally confused you.
Yeah.
Well, hey, no confusion in the fact they're an awesome reel.
Yeah, for sure. Anywhere you go, you're going to be in good shape.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling from Dana Point. Welcome to the show this morning, Chuck.
Hey, you guys.
Good morning.
Hey,
the albacore, you know, that's just something else. They don't do that depth, but I've seen them up north, like the 50-pounder. You'll get them up to color, and they'll put their wings out and wave goodbye.
Yeah. Pretty cool sight.
After fighting them and fighting them. But the sea anchor, that really helps out with chumming and keeps you in line. That's one of the things we used to do shark fishing, you know. And Excuse me, I'm out of breath. But, yeah, that anchor will keep you in line so you don't lose your chum line. But, you know, there's other aspects to it, too.
Yeah,
so,
you're
happy holidays to you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, all right, Chuck, thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, it was a good one. Let's talk to Bob. Bob's calling from Chula Vista. Welcome to the show this morning, Bob.
Bob? Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Great.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to thank you guys. This is Bob the Bone Carver from Chula Vista. I hear you folks are maybe giving away a piece of my jewelry this morning.
Yeah, tomorrow the calendar winner is going to – we're going to announce the calendar winner tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup.
I will listen.
Yeah.
And I thank you for the radio show and all the information you guys pass out. Corey, is Rick still around or is he on? Is he fishing?
No, Rick is actually on a vacation with his family. So
good.
He'll be back in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, guys, and I'll be making some more donations.
Yeah.
Check out Fisherman's Landing. I just donated a halibut carving for their halibut tournament. So keep it up, guys. We love it.
Nice, Bob. Bob does nice things and nice carvings and a very generous donations to CCA and more. So Bob the Bone Carver does a nice job.
That's pretty
yeah.
cool. I've seen some of his work, and it's awesome. And a lucky winner tomorrow is going to win that.
Yeah, we're going to announce it here on Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning.
You got
to
like it.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Nice to hear from you. Hey, I want to mention our incredible app. You know, the Let's Talk Hookup app does pretty much everything you want. If you enjoy listening to Let's Talk Hookup and you have not downloaded our own app, not the Mighty 1090 app. I'm talking about the Let's Talk Hookup app. It is an amazing little piece of information. Adam runs the thing, and you can stream live. You can hear this show live right now on the app. You can hear, if you get out of the Mighty 1090
archives.
Signal, you can hear the archives with pictures of every show that we've done for the last little bit here is up there on the archives. You can connect with all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We have some new videos up on the YouTube channel. That Katmai Lodge one is up there now. But it's a great resource, and if you don't have it, it's free. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download the Let's Talk Hookup app today. You will be very happy to have it.
Pete, I know a lot of people, while they're driving, they
yep.
They listen to it, download it, listen to it while they're driving
yeah.
in traffic. And
what
better to listen to?
No, and with today's technology in the cars, you can source your smartphone and play it right through your system on the car, which is
Bluetooth?
Really cool. Yep.
Absolutely. I like it.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's talk to Lou. Lou's calling from Fullerton. Welcome to the show this morning. We appreciate you joining us, Lou.
Happy holidays, Pete, Corey, and Aaron. Hey, Aaron, is anybody up at the fleet, the Northern Fleet, is anybody pole jacking albacore, or is it all now just jig and net?
Oh, no, we're still using the poles. That starts in, whenever that fish gets on bait balls and stuff like that. So like mid-August, usually, we do that. So that's where we really do some damage and put some fish on board. So jigging is kind of just keeping us busy and making a little bit of money in the beginning, and then we really, you know, do it like in August, September, and in October we use the poles. So
that's when it really gets with
that's
it.
When it really gets with
water
it.
Starts getting warmer.
Warmer, and the bait balls up, and then the fish get in schools, you know, bigger schools, and start moving around. So
the fish are scattered out more in the beginning, and the jigging allows you to cover more water.
You'll scatter out in the beginning. So you'll see like an up and down mark here and there. You know, your little, like, you know, get a little five fish flurry here and there kind of deal, and then you just, you know, scrape all day, and hopefully you get your ton, your 150 fish or something like that, and then, you know, some days you get 300 or 400, so.
So are you out longer at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, it's longer, yeah. So we had, I think our first two trips were 25 days apiece or something like that.
What's the smallest load you will go in with?
Well, I think our smallest load we went in with this year was like 18 ton or something like
ton.
That. Yeah, 19.
And how far was your furthest trip from home port?
This year wasn't too bad. We weren't offshore that much. The first year we went out looking out west because we just weren't seeing anything early. So sometimes just really good jigging out there 500-600 miles.
Five or 600 miles.
Yeah, even, I mean, those big offshore jiggers, they even go farther than that. But sometimes if you get on fish out there, it wants to bite.
Wow.
So you can really put some huge days jigging if you can find it out there. But, you know, we were still scraping our 50 to 100 a day out there, but nothing good.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. And being out that long and just, like, it's all focused on trying to get the boat full and get back into
that's
port.
That's it, yeah.
How long will that fish stay in your holds fresh?
Well, we keep it at under 10 degrees.
Oh, so you freeze it?
We freeze it, yeah.
Okay.
So it's all for cannery. It's all frozen. So we keep it at, like, 2, 3 degrees, 4 degrees, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and just.
But it's all like time management. Like you're saying, maybe you have a 2-day, 3-day weather window coming where you don't want to be there, but yet. You can travel in and load up on fuel and a little more food and just take a couple days off to regroup and then spend that whole, maybe you have a 10-day weather window, good weather window coming.
Right.
Where you want to regroup and get back at it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, this year it was weird because we were, you know, putting together a ton to 2 ton a day in choppy weather, and we thought, oh, man, we're really going to get them when the weather gets nice, and then it was, like, pretty poor fishing. So, it's like, you never know. You just got to stay out there as long as you can and then try and make your best decision when to go in and get the fish off the boat.
Are you fishing with your fleet? I mean, if you're 500 miles off, are most of your fleet in that same zone? Or
yeah, we will spread out, but, you know, we try and, like, look through an area together. So there's only 9 boats in our little code group. So we were a pretty small, real small, tight group. You know, we, like, keep our information tight, you know.
And sure.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, like, some other groups will find some fish. They're bigger and they can spread out. But if we find an area by ourselves, we can, you know, keep it to ourselves and, you know.
And you work, but you're working together.
Working together, just 9 guys. There's probably, if you include all the little ice boats and everything, probably 400 boats fishing the whole coast.
Wow.
And then
that's a big ocean for all.
Big ocean. Then, you know, 9 boats. It's a big ocean, but
yeah.
You know, work with a bunch of great guys that have been doing it for a long time. I'm lucky to get into the group that I did. You know, so luckily JJ got me in there, and it's worked out really good.
Yeah. Well, JJ was in the fleet with all of us here in Southern California fleet, and then he moved on to the Albacore. Now you've moved on.
Yep.
It's cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moved on, but Root's still in
San Diego.
I still love coming back. It's awesome to be able to run some trips. And
JJ's not running trips anymore, though, is he?
No, he's actually going to be a passenger on the Success when I'm running the boat in Puerto Vallarta. Yeah.
Come on! Really? Yeah. Well, that's cool.
It'll be a cool trip, yeah.
Oh, man, it's amazing how
fast. Thanks, Lou, for the call.
Yeah, definitely, Lou. It's amazing how fast 2 hours go, and having Aaron Barnhill in studio. When we come back, we're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty for out of Fisherman's Landing, and we're going to have more on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar embedded fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Penn. We have the best Penn has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And, man, we've had such a fun 2 hours. Like I said, it goes by so fast.
Yeah, for sure.
It goes by so fast. We had a first-time caller, actually, win our prize today. Aaron picked a random number, and we came up with a Hollis out of Santee. We appreciate you joining the show and being a first-time caller. Won the full-day trip on the Liberty, and having Aaron at Barnhill in studio was such a fun time, Pete.
Really good time. Aaron, thanks a lot for all you do, and continued success doing your commercial venture with Albacore up north there. And of course, we're going to see you on sport boats, right?
Yeah, I'll be filling in here and there on various sport boats. And,
yeah. Red Rooster, a five-day trip coming up day after Christmas.
Yep, coming up, and I'll be in Puerto Vallarta, you know, the success of the Apollo, and then just filling in whoever needs some help.
That's good duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then back Albacore fishing in June.
Back Albacore fishing in June.
Yeah, all right.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Continued success to you, Aaron. You. Great to have you, and we'll look forward to having you back again. We'll look forward to having you back. Corey and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., with Lyle and Elena Belquist. They're fisheries biologists. Lyle, of course, does that bass tagging program. He's always full of great information, and Elena does a lot of the research for the Sport Fishing Association, and will have all kinds of good information for us. Going to be a great show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., and, of course, always thank you to our big friend on the other side of the glass, Adam, who does such a great job with our Let's Talk Hookup app and more. Check out that app. Check out all that's going on letstalkhookup.com, as well as our app. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here, Mighty 1090.